Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave, Radio Pulpit, coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And for this month, I'm going to hang up a bit from you so that I can allow some calls, then I'll come back to you, all right?
All right, my brother.
Okay. We're taking your calls, 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hi, my brother, Ben Ray.
Yebo Putwami, kunjani?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Rejecting instruction is having a stronger desire to do our will than God's will, brother. Let's in a prize, brother. Is more concerned about controlling others than in developing self-control. And if put it all, not controlling our flesh, brother. Is tolle. Bumela our bodies to control us, putting confidence on our flesh. Ithemba lethu sigcine siyibeke kubantu, hayi kumnikazi wezinto zonke uJesu Kristu.
Yeah.
Njengoba sibona kwezinye iy'ndawo iy'nkonzo akasathinta uJesu Kristu.
Eish.
Kodwa kuthintwa ukuthi umholi wami, umholi wami. Kepha Jesus Christ is to be our only master battery. Abanye phakathi kwethu abazalwane bazishaya isifuba bathi bona basana sona bona bangcono kunabanye abantu. 1 John 1:8 nithi nanimkhuza ukuthi you are always hanging around with bad company but wena uthi ungcwele ngcwele, believing that I can do whatever I want to do and no one can touch me. Pride lapho phakathi.
Yes, my dad.
Bathole eating food okubizwe izithixo waguqa nakumademoni.
So
kanti thina brother esingakhohlwa ukuthi sisingabantwana bokukhanya, we must always walk in the light. We must be holy because our God is holy.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu my brother. UNkulunkulu anibusise. God be the glory
all the time. May the Father be glorified. Thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, my brother.
Awuzeke, awuzeke. Siyabonga, siyabonga kakhulu. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Mam Maureen, it's going for 9 minutes, but I'm just going to divide it into four so that it can be able to be audible. We take bits and slices of it throughout the show, but not for 9 minutes, man.
Greetings to you, my brother. I greet you, my brother Ray, in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Here is the word that I am bringing. The book is found. I have heard ukuthi nikhulumile bathi come walk with me to the other side. So here is the word that I am bringing. The first apostle letter. Yaga Peter. As we know, Peter was the servant of Jesus Christ. Here is the word that I am bringing. First Peter, the first letter, Yaga Peter, chapter 4, it changed lives. Verse 1, it reads as follows. Since Christ suffered physically, you too must strengthen yourselves with the same way of thinking that he had, because whoever suffers physically is no longer involved with sin. From now on, then, you must live the rest of your earthly lives controlled by God's will and not by human desires. Uyabona uma unomoya ka, when you have the Spirit of God. Liyasho izwi kaNkulunkulu verse 2 ukuthi from now on then you must live the rest of your earthly lives controlled by God's will and not by human desires. You have spent enough time in the past doing what the heathen like to do. Your lives were spent in indecency, lust, drunkenness, orgies, drinking parties, and the disgusting worship of idols. And now the heathen are surprised when you do not join them in the same wild and reckless living, and so they insult you. Uyabona abantu banesisho sabo. But if you cannot beat them, you must join them. Meaning, I cannot join them. Why? Because of the Spirit of God is still living in me. Verse 5, but they will have to give an account of themselves to God, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. You know, God is the judge of the living and of the dead. That is why the good news was preached also to the dead, to those who had been judged in their physical existence, as everyone is judged. It was preached to them so that in their spiritual existence, they may live as God lives. Good managers of good gifts. The end of all things is near. You must be self-controlled and alert to be able to pray. Above everything, love one another endlessly, because of love covers over many sins. Open your homes to each one without complaining. Each one has a good manager of God's different gifts, must use for the good of others the special gift he has received from God. As Tina, the children of the Most High, we are the body of Christ. So each one of us une gift yakhe le uNkulunkulu amphe yona. Ngani ngoba uNkulunkulu, when we receive Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we as the body of Christ, we asipha ama gift ukuthi wena you have the gift of this, you have the gift of that, you have the, so you do not choose to step on each other's toes.
Absolutely. The topic is, what is spiritual rejection? The rejection of spiritual instruction. That's the question. What is the rejection of spiritual instruction? It's not about the song, Walk With Me. And it is the rejection of spiritual instruction. We are talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you well.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Maria Timpe says, Ukuthula mdeni wami wonke kanye nabaholi bami yo. Abasafuni iqiniso, awufuneki if you need the truth. Hey, my daughter. uziba vele bakulahlelele kude dadwethu Maria aba uthi abakufuni hey Nkosi yami mankosi uthi sanibona brother Ray nabafundisi siyabonga ukulaywa uNkulunkulu uthi engibathandayo ngiyabayala bashisekele ukuphenduka Revelations chapter 3 verses 9. Asibonge kakhulu mangosi.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well. Send us your WhatsApps about the topic. About the topic. Let me say it one more time. About the topic. And the topic is the rejection of spiritual instruction. How do we know? How do we see? What is it? When are we at that stage of rejection? What does the word say with regards to this? So it's a very broad question. You can look into that and tell us how the Spirit is guiding you into responding to that. All right. Now, let me come to you, Sipho. When we talk of spiritual rejection or the rejection of spiritual instruction, I am looking at Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from being priest for me because you have forgotten the law of your Elohim. I will also forget your children. Forgetting the law of the Elohim, rejecting his law. This is a rejection of spiritual instruction. Sipho.
That's very true indeed, Fundis. Remember, rejecting God's knowledge and being ignorant of what is expected of us, it's a sign that you reject God's instruction. Remember, he's our God. We have to hear from him.
Yeah.
So once you didn't have the opportunity to hear from him, or else we silence the people whom we have sent unto us so that we can listen to them, definitely it's a sign that we reject you, even the one who has sent you. You know, Mark chapter 7 verse 8, written, for laying aside the command of God, and you hold on to the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things. So when we hear people from this choose to teach human tradition or tradition of men rather than God's command, it's a sign that you reject God's instruction. In other words, you say, God, we are tired of your laws and all your stuff, but we want to teach our own tradition. Uganga kimfundisi lakho nabantu beshumayela imfundiso zabantu beyekizwe kaNkulunkulu befundisa ama doctrine ebantu ukuthi thina la isontweni lethu sakhula kushisa impepha kutsala i-7 kana zaka i-10 nelanga. Simply doctrine ethi Bible, forgive as your Father forgiven you. Reject. Sikuvela no, uNkulunkulu uzangixolela, angeke ngikhone ukumxolela. Such teachings sikujwayelisa kwenza kwaba yinom phakathi kwethu. And that is why it's very, very important ukuthi njengebandla kaNkulunkulu asibuyele ezweni kaNkulunkulu. Teach God's word. Izankulunkulu is truth and shall set us free indeed.
Absolutely. We're taking your calls 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And of course, I'm hanging out with Jablan Dominic Sipopoulos and also Umfundisi Umota. And send us the WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Let's hear what comes to mind. What does it mean to reject spiritual instruction? And these days, when we look at ourselves and the manner in which we do things, can we say without a doubt that we are not rejecting, or we are rejecting the instruction of the Father? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on that matter.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076 0376345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Josepha Martin Nwamba, mfundisi mina.
Asibingelele pastor, sibingelele nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit umsakato wethu indzaba lethi thokotisako.
Awuzweke.
Manje mfundisi, uku reject izwi likaNkulunkulu mfundisi, ukungayenzi lokhu izwi elikushoyo mfundisi. Manje ke uJohn endodana kaMithayi wathunywa kweNiniva ukuthi ayininiva leya sirele. UJona wangayenza lento le, wangayenza lelizwi leni uNkulunkulu amtshele lona. Wasuka yena waya kwenye indawo. Manje ke namhlanje mfundisi izwi uma lifika kithi lithi masiphenduke thina abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Sizabala lokuya naloku ya naloku athi hayi. Manje imali ngiyothola lapho kubala abantu. Loko mfundisi isichangana vari kushanza disperesare isiPutukezi. Edisperesare a palavra do Senhor. Ungayenzi into le ikhulunywa yizwi mfundisi. Izwi likhuluma ukuthi phenduka. Uyabona lapha ecibini laseBethsaida kwakunomuntu lapha. UJesu mayefika egula, yagula eminyaka eminingi umuntu. UJesu mayefika lapha uthi uyathanda ukuphila na. Umuntu balabona ukuthi akanamuntu yena ukuthi amfake lapha emanzini. UJesu akambuzi ukuthi unayo umuntu na. Uthi uyathanda ukuphila na. Manje ukungaphendula izwi nokungayenzi izwi iloko kuyinkinga kakhulu ukuthi nabazalwana emabandleni nakubaprofita nakubefundisi nakubavangeli nakubobaba omngameli nakumadiakhone nakubobaba umpriester kuyinkinga kakhulu ngokuba nalobu priester lapho nalobu profeta lobo asibuphuwanga uyu uNkulunkulu. Manje ke sasuka sahamba sebathakathini abathakathi basipha izinto lezi masizigcobisa le sibona into zabantu. Manje lokho mfundisi ukunyatsa ridola sikwembu kanima bobasto
kanimambo mfundisi sami nana cancer. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you're saying.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
All right, let's listen to Sis Pindi.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Sis Pindi.
Pastor and the guest and the family of Radio Public. The topic is we must follow instruction. The rejection of spiritual instruction.
Yeah.
According to Revelation, God said, three. Engibathanda ngiyabayala ngiyabasola. UJesu wathi makahamba wathi anginishini nodwa anginishiya nomoya ngcwele.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is our guide. But we don't want to take the instruction from the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit said you must not take right, take left, we want to take right. And then literally in the end times we want to hear okubatshwa indlebe zethu. Even emabandleni siyake sisole siyalwe sisole, but we don't want to take those instruction. So may God help us. But listening is a skill. Sisifundise ukulalela. Ulalela ubalulekile.
Yeah.
usunjalo iBhayibheli lithi uma nilalela nokulalela. So let us learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, Sis Pindi. Thank you very much.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Pastor Ray, lebay tibahao, permanent as legajino, Melang, good evening, Abuntati, Kamoga Studio, Radio Pulpit, our daily companion.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Ray, this is a very complex topic. So you'd understand, or Arkalapile Ray, try who dissected the Ten Commandments, Taylor Moran, Mudimu, Ula, Difa, Banabahai, by Israel, and Agotseo. And then it was sort of rules in a Boholobat only do not. Or one as well. Then ultimately, somehow, Banaba Israel lose a plot. You see? And then Kalore Bafmana at the punishment from Morana Mudimu up until to the restoration ailing at Laka Morana Jesu Kanogata High. And joining here, just when ula di akaretsa fela are nna ke tlo lokopa hore rata morena modimo jwa loka o ithata and ule o rate wa heno jwa loka o ithata ne then mola o moholo kona wono o ile reng re rata morena modimo and then wa kana go tsa apostle Paul yena lo emphasize taba re we need to emulate Christ. So it is difficult are pela le fatseng le nana la rona la nama le madi go bana kere jole let's say for instance melao e mengata. First of all, the churches themselves, they've got their own rules and regulations so that they can gain control. Because remember that also the biblical context, it is being edified so that it can be imparted and then in line with the modern lifestyle. And then retlowe mohlomo ka dikerekeng re kene malapeng a rona re na le melao le di-regulations tse e le goreng di etsa go be bonolo re tsamaisa malapa a rona ka mogo ka tsela ya tshwanelo. And then ona le di-instructions tsa government le tsa bo mosebetsing tse e le gore re tlameya re di latele ne. So of which boholo ba sebaka if ever e le gore mohlomo you can come to the point whereby maybe you resist into some of them, then you may face there's some sort of a punishment guy ne. And then hey marjole hey o tsebe jola har khutlela hape ka ro kereke ne di kereke ka rona ka mogodi etsa halang ka teng ka pa rona individually har inehela di kerekeng ka pa re hlela ka ro di kereke tapa pele hona le nthotse peditse lo nda etsa. First of all, e ba the question hore wa mohela Jesu jola ka morena le mopholusi e le ro batla fetola bophelo ba hao o ona le that thing calling ka pa ona le what you call on a lady objective seller or when now about our defeat seller. Ne. So hobo hobo le tabore how nto we two that la yamorena mudimu he then kereke not of a basic or okay there are these things still ring or tatame uji latel udi follow up. So what is important kereke in the foundation phases, in the foundation ministry, it tries to build you up and then you fair the sort of disciplinary measures still ring or tswana ho ba obedience into tsona. So how so you discover then moyo halalanga pa o amohela morena modimo into further extent ne o tla utlwisisa hore hona le ka tselo lo ring o tlo shape ya ga yona o tlo bona le approach e lo ring o tlo tlameya o tsamaisane le yona ne. And then at some point it might even cause conflict with the traditional ways of the church. So But it's not even ajumente ka lo ka ro kereke so long as ile re motlhomongwe e in line le ka lentsola modimo e in line le ka mogho Holy Spirit u yentsang ka teng ho bana kereke tshwantse hole and then kereke e tlameha hore e etse eng e fodise and kereke hape tshwantse e fihlele that specific area ya need ye o mo Kriste lo reng wa hloka kapa o hloka ho tataiswa ka yona bana kere there are people ba lo reng kana go tsedingwe ba wa ka ro kereke hona le batho ba lo reng motlhomo ba tala baba hopeless or ba lose focus somewhere somehow so then re hloka ho encourage wa ga ditsela tsengata tse fapofopaneng without being judged kapa without hore motho a lo re wa motivator a be sort of harsh mo wena so dintho tse jwalo ke tsona di disciplinary areas tse lo reng re tshwanela ho di acquire ha re le bana ba modimo but what is important up again ne the instructions tsona ka botsona di ntse di ba teng mona le mane wa bona and then e lo reng hape ka bogotswanyane ne o ba le this thing ya hore if ever o tlola the instructions a ke kgone o bua ka tsona ga golo bana boholo ba rona the instructions re di nka ko bibeleng yes it's true ke reke tla o fa ka mogo e o fang ka teng but the instructions tseng a tatse lo reng re le bana ba modimo re di thola golo lo ka bibeleng wa bona so jaanong he ke ba yona tsetsela e jwalo if ever lo re motlhomo ga o di latelele gantle wa kae kae ganyane mona le mane o how o iphumana motlhomo o le in the other end ne o ba le guilty nyane e le goreng o ba le yona o phela ka yona wa bone so then if e le gore motlhomongwe o batla go gutlela to the original point e le goreng morena modimo o batla go yona then o tlo tlameya o confesse o rapele and then o share testimony ya go le bana ba modimo wa bone so go tola o disobey the instructions at some point go tlisetsa guilty and then go tlisetsa ntho e ka reng how trustworthy tabentsatsa motsa morena and tate re le go di ke le boa le baiti ba ha ka moka gaso lebeleletsa tsile monate
lwana o be jwa lo thokozane re ya le bohle morena o etse hantle and of course you can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729 let's hear what you say on this matter and of course also you can drop us a voice note on the number 0826572729 and let's hear how you go about this. Right, as I said, songs of old, man, songs of old. I don't know if you would remember these, but you know, there are songs that used to make some believers, you know, and they loved the songs in those days, and you would hear these songs everywhere in their cassettes, especially this one. Oh. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, you can also just drop us a voice note, 0826572729. Family Factory Devotion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Beautiful song indeed. I trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Family Factory. Yeah, Family Factory. It's a beautiful song indeed, I should say. And of course, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
This is from Petunia Twala, Pastor Petunia Twala. Says, hi, Pastor Ray. God said obedience is better than sacrifice. Knowing or confessing the word without being the doer of the word of God, that causes the spiritual rejection. That is Pastor Petunia Twala there. Thank you so much. We really appreciate Pastor Petunia Twala. And of course, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Lenki Rampo says, Dumela Mbonta Temreneng, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 33 to 34. Hear instruction and be wise and do not disdain it. Which means do not reject it. Ne? Blessed is the man who listens to me. Spiritual instruction brings all the positive blessings and protections and providence of God. Therefore, listen and follow God's instruction, and joy will be yours for the rest of your life. That is the writings of Lenki Rampo. We really appreciate.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Let me bring it back to you, Jabu. Now, this is just amazing, man. I'm looking at Acts chapter 22, verses 18. And I saw him saying to me, make haste and get out of Jerusalem quickly, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. It is when people do not receive the testimony concerning Yahushua HaMashiach, the very fact of even talking down his name, it is quite sad. It is indicative of a rejection of instruction. Jabu.
Yes, indeed. You know, when people cannot hear what the Father is saying, that's rejection of spiritual instruction. So exactly like when God sends someone to speak or correct or guide.
Yeah.
But for me to have to judge how they are looking or where they are from and who they are, that's already the rejection, because the Father speaks in many ways. And he can use like a very despised thing, you know, in our eyes to speak to us. Like, that's why I'm saying it intentionally, that he can use anything. Because at some point he has said, you know, stones will worship me or stones will praise me. So it means he can use anything to speak to us. So, but if we are not careful to take heed these instructions, it's easy for us to reject what he's saying, because of we are looking at who is delivering the message. Maybe it's a little child. Maybe it's a drunk man on the street. Maybe it's a manager at work, or whoever that he can use. But because you are looking at the person, not taking heed what the Father is saying, you reject the spiritual instruction. So you are definitely right there, that when God sends people to us to speak and then we despise or we judge, we look down, indeed, also it's still the rejection of the spiritual instruction. That to support my friend, also in Matthew 7:26, the word of God says, and everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who builds his house on the sand. So also the key to really confirm that we are not rejecting his spiritual instruction is our actions after we have heard. Do we do what he says? Or we go on and still behave the same way, live the same way, speak the same way, even though he has corrected us? Because it's easy for us, like we are going towards December. Actually, it's already December and it's going to be January. And, you know, like people in January make like amazing resolutions. Everyone wants to start the year by coming to church and coming to an altar call and crying and promising everything to the Father. It's a norm, you know. But if we were to be honest, as it's December and go back to the January this year, what we promised the Father and what we have done throughout the year, and you will be shocked, would see there is not much of what we promised that we have done. You know, then other things that our friends came and imposed, or family or ourselves chose to do, was follow. So that's the sign of spiritual, actually rejecting spiritual instruction, because what proves that we are really obedient is the doing of the instruction. When the Father says this, as that scripture says, Uguti, like in I just quoted it also, I was listening to Neo sharing about it this morning also, the family enrichment. So about, you know, everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. So doing is key. We can be good at speaking, be good, you know, like at saying, but do we do what we say? Also, we so-called preachers, teachers, do we do what we say? Do we practice what we teach? Mm. Or are we just happy to impress people and wear a mask of being the best or the better than that? But we never do what the Father says. So the sign of not rejecting spiritual instruction is doing what the Father says. Yeah. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
All right. The rejection of spiritual knowledge. Let me say, search me, O Lord. You have sent a link, but let me tell you, truly and truly, these links don't work, man. They don't work.
What a difference.
You see, that's the thing. That's the thing. Because there's so many advertisements on that, it is just not on for us. I can tell you without a doubt. Don't send us threads or links. Tell us what is going on that link, and let us hear your understanding of what is going on. Now you heard, I played your link, and it just takes me to an advertisement that is not even paid for here. 012-334-1322. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And of course, we are talking about the rejection of spiritual knowledge. What this is even all about. Right? And drop us a voice note also on the WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. And you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That is on the studio lines.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Now, let me bring this also to you, Mfundisi Mota. Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2 verses 2. If you will not hear and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name. That name is Yahuwah Elohim. Says the Elohim of hosts, I will send a curse upon you and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you do not take it to heart. When we don't take to heart the instruction of the Father, we are rendering ourselves cursed and not blessed. Mfundisi, what comes to mind?
Mfundisi, that is true. When we don't take
the instruction of the heart and of the Father into heart, meaning when we do not abide by them, when we just hear them but not act upon them, we render ourselves cursed. The instruction of the Father, there's blessings in it. And when we reject, when we don't accept them, we are actually even rejecting the blessings that comes with it. So it is important for us as children of God that we should at all times and act upon it and do as he has told us to do, because he knows what is best for us. He knows why is he telling us to do that, because what Abraham will then that bless you. You know, you may be a blessing to somebody's life, and if you do not act accordingly, there are watchmen that God has raised. He has told them to wake up midnight to pray for the nation, to pray for the church. Than accepting the word of the Most High. That is pure rejecting of the instruction, because you are given that at this particular time. It's like you can never be on duty or on guard duty and sleep. So you should be awake at the time when it is your beat. So when you do that, when you sleep, you are actually despising the authorities that have been given to you. So it is important to go to Singabandona Bagankulunkulu, whatever God that says, we should take it into heart, and we should act on it. In the book of Numbers, chapter 15, verse 31, it says, because he had despised the word of the Elohim and had broken his commandment, that soul shall be utterly cut off. His iniquity shall come upon him. In other words, umangabe akufuneki usize sitholakale sesilahlwa njengosole aze arejecto, because wa akafunanga uku accept and do what the Father had said. You know, when you reject the word of God, you are actually rejecting him, God himself. You are rejecting Christ is the word. He is the word. So when you reject the word of God, you are rejecting Christ. You cannot say, Napa, my child of God, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, but hence you do not according to the instruction of the Father, not according to his commandment and his statute, because they've given us that when we have received him, in fact, this is how we should live, this is how we should conduct ourselves. So when we act in contradictory to that, we have rejected the word, the very word, him himself who came and died for us. He is our center of salvation. So we should, at all times in our heart, keep it in our heart and do, and our will should be to please him. And when we are so keen to that, we shall not be able to, there is no way that we can reject his instruction, because at times we want to glorify his name.
We are taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. And we need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Much of the times, you know, we become those kinds of people who go on and we don't even see whether we are rejecting instruction or what. And I can say also, search me, O Lord, it's still a YouTube link. I won't play that. I'm sorry, I won't play that. If you can tell us what you mean and send us maybe a voice note, we should hear from you as to what you mean. I played it a bit, you see, then YouTube, immediately when you do that, they advertise their things, so I can't. I'm sorry about that. Don't send me YouTube links, please, don't. It's a waste of time. These people, they know, once I link in, they want to tap into the audience with their sales, and that is pure daylight robbery. All right. Let me come to you, Sipho. When we talk about this, I'm looking at, and this is just amazing also. In Isaiah chapter 5, verse 24, it says, therefore, as the fire devours the stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness. and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Elohim of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One of Yasharal. We must be careful ngokudelela izwi likaNkulunkulu, sihumusha ngokwethu, sikhuluma ngokwethu, senze ama-meaning kuma-teachings, sisebenzise izwi likaNkulunkulu ngendlela engafanelanga. Sipho.
That's very true, Mfundisi. We need to speak and to...
Usesekhona, Sipho?
Hello?
Yebo, yebo, bosilahlekele. Uthe, that's true, we need to what? Ekuqaleni.
That is true, Mfundisi. We need not to temper with God's word. In other words, you need not even to justify it so it can suit our doctrine or any teaching that you want to teach other people. In other words, you should teach the hard truth of God as it is. Because sometimes sibona abantu mfundisi who try ukubamba ibandla kaNkulunkulu ngokuthi sizogcina abantu abasha, not to tell them the truth. But whereas ngalesikhathi we are holding the truth not to come out, we are disadvantaging those kids ukuthi bangafinyelele kulazini iqiniso. Remember, uNkulunkulu uthanda ukuba bonke abantu basindiswe bafinyelele kulazini iqiniso. So sikubonile ukulimaza ibandla kaNkulunkulu ukuthi abantu balirejecte izwi kaNkulunkulu because bafundiswe into engekho right. I've loved Sherwe, one of our guests, ebalindaba kaJohn ukuthi wayethunywe Niniva, wayetharashish. Sibabonile nabanye abafundisi who have been send ukuthi bayoshunyela endaweni la ezingenamali khona, makhaya, emkhukhwini. We've seen people bebefuna ukubamba imvuselelo inyanga mayiphela, bayibamba ngama suburbs bazi ukuthi there's a target of money that they have to do, bayibambe so that they can get money out of it. Whereas lo ngokwako ukuzama ukutwista izwi kaNkulunkulu lisuthe our own benefit. Of which izwi kaNkulunkulu does not make us good see, does not love us to do that. Ingabo with Jeremiah 17 verse 9 uti the heart is so deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So our heartfulness, yolo sometimes has robbed us ukuthi singayi la kufinyelela khona ukuthi uNkulunkulu Musa wakufinyelele khona. Sabuka ukuthi sizodlala. Sashumayela for fame, sashumayela ukuthi abantu basikhonze. So rather than us serving them as our master, who has saved us until the end.
Sure. It is quite sad. We see those kinds of things really happening in our midst. And I can tell you without a doubt, it should not be like that. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. And of course, there's a song that I haven't played for quite a long time. And I don't know if this guy gets any form of recognition. You know, I don't know. It's a song that I just took a chance and played it. And I realized no one took notice of it. But it just says he loves the Lord. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Give us a shout, 012-334-1322.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
That is Ronnie. That is Ronnie. Actually, I think not many people know this majestic gospel star. And because he's keeping a very humble profile, man. This song he did many, many years ago. Many, many years before COVID. You know, and you don't hear much of him in these popular stages with these celebrities anyway. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. 8 minutes to go. And of course, it's just wonderful to be with you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. Let me see. Irikoto Pastore Leba Mamedi, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 19 to 20. Halirata hutwa, letla jamuno no wale fatse, empa, le kanehela, le kansa, letla jewa, kili rumo, hobani mulomo wa Jehova ubletse, empa, le kanehela, le kansa, letla jewa kili rumo, hobani mulomo. What Jehovah overlays. It's a serious warning, therefore. It means then the devil will have an upper hand on our lives if we are not careful. We must heed to the instructions of the Most High.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
All right, here's another one. This is from Koto B. Mev. It says, Dumelang mruti leba yengbaha mokhasong. Kito yasemo wa Josiah 11:2 mowa wamrena. O tla nna mo go ene e beng mowa wa botlhale le tlhaloganyo mowa wa kgakololo le thata mowa wa go itse le go boifa morena a go nne jalo re itse re amogele kitso ya semowa ke a leboga tlholang sentle. That is Koto there. Sis Koto, thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Eshla, thank you for the prayer, I think. It's the prayer. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And of course, we are wrapping it up. Let me start again with my friend, Richard Bland. Let me start with you again, my friend. This is just amazing. We should be careful. Zechariah chapter 7, verse 12 says, yes, they made their hearts like flint, refusing to hear the law and the words which the Elohim of hosts has sent by his spirit through the former prophets. Thus, great wrath came upon them from the Elohim of hosts. Take your minute, Jabu. We are risking a powerful, powerful wrath from the Most High if we reject his instruction. Jabu?
Yeah, no, it's a high risk when we really reject, because we no longer live. We've been crucified with Christ.
Yeah.
Even the life we live it by faith in him. So now, once we are in a position where our ears are shut when it comes to his spiritual instruction, we will be lost.
Mm.
And some of the repercussions, even as I mentioned at first, death, loss of wealth, you know, finding your wealth to be enjoyed by the fools, so to say.
Mm.
Even the comment that you read also. If we reject his spiritual instruction, so we will be at the disposal of the enemy. So the devil will have hold of us. So that's why it should not be something that we really pursue. But let us repent and seek his face, seek his commands, seek his instructions, and live by his instructions. You know, in Proverbs 18, verse 15, the Lord of God says, an intelligent heart acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. And then lastly, in Proverbs 10:8, it says, the wise of heart will receive commandments, but a babbling fool will come to ruin.
Mm.
Let us not be babbling fools who will come to ruin.
Mm.
Let us acquire knowledge. Let us receive commandments, instruction. Let us not reject the spiritual instruction of the Father, because it is life. It is like life to us when we receive it. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And here's another message there from Mara. Mara says, when I was small, playing on the floor while the adults talked in the kitchen, adults would use a warning when someone was in action, transgressing against the word of God. Carefully, as you have a green corn in your fields, it meant as a parent regard. You have children in your house and they see you sin. You are shaping them to adults who will do what you do. Why do we not warn one another in the same way today? Absolutely. That is why we are talking about the rejection of the word of the Most High. Finally, Mfundisi Mota, take your minute. What say you, sir?
Siyabonga Mfundisi kakhulu. Ekugcina nje, I want to read from the book of Hosea, chapter 8, verse number 3. It says that Israel has rejected the good, and the enemy shall pursue him.
Mm.
In other words, Israel, as the children of God, when we reject his commandment, when we reject his ways, we become more vulnerable to the enemy attacks, and they will be living a defeated life. So it is important that at all times, Proverbs 5 verse 23 says that he shall die without instruction. In other words, ngaphandle kokuthi siyalwe, ngaphandle kokuthi samukele ama instruction, we shall utterly fall, we shall utterly die. So we need to abide to the instruction of the Most High. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. And then of course, let us bring you over Sipho Ekqine, and take your minute finally, sir.
In Judges 21, verse 25, in those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eye. Rejecting God's word is when we do what is right in our own eye, of which is a sign that we are no longer following God's law. And secondly, Romans chapter 10, verse 2 to 4, I bear the witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to the knowledge. In other words, it is very important that you have a zeal for God, but knowledge is very, very important. When you're becoming doers of the word, then we're becoming the one God will always favor them. And lastly, we cannot serve two masters in front of this. No one can serve two masters, for either you'll hate the other one, love the others, or else you'll be loyal to the other one, and despite the others, you cannot serve God and Mammon. In other words, we cannot serve two masters. Let's choose to worship Jehovah Elohim, the one and the only God who has made us and who provided salvation for our soul. Thank God through Yeshua HaMashiach.
Hallelujah. Amen. And of course, next week we are going to touch base, and this is just going to be one of the beautiful. That is next week on the Sunday. We will be talking on the issue of maturity. What is maturity? What is maturity even all about? We will be touching that. I trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. And of course, thank you so much. Sipho Polos, siyabong.
God bless you. God bless you. Love you. Funis more. Jabulani to make number lady. God bless you. Love you all.
Thank you so much. And by the way, Ngikhohlukuntshela, you know, when it comes to this one of next week, please send me files, because kuzabe kuyi 23 ne. Please send me ama file. Kushukuthi ama WhatsApp, ama teachings when maturity. Send me, each of you should send me at least 3. And then I must get that at least by Wednesday morning. And then bese siyayiphekapha kahle ngoba ngisaba ukuthi nge 23 sizathi sifuna uSipho sezobathu Sipho use Harry Smith sathi sifuna uJabulani sezobathu Jabulani ule emsinga sathi sifuna umfundisi Motha sezobathu Ndizile use DRC. So ngiyacela ukuthi by Wednesday morning please send me at least 3 files of 10 minutes each about this very topic of what is majority, so that I can file it in. Umaningekho in show ichubeke, but please do that by Wednesday morning. Wathole says Anamos Matota.
No, da.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much. And of course, ngizobona ngani masene kwenza lokho. Inkosini busisa.
Siyabonga mfundisi, ngikhumbula kubusisa
nami. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. Thank you very much. And we give the Father all the glory. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the messages. Thank you so much for being patient with us. We give him the glory. Yahuwah Elohim, we bless him. And his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, who shows us that Yahuwah is salvation. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. From Mirei Tuda, Rabbah.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing Life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.